Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about a very controversial movie. Not that the story is so controversial, but the title. I have talked to a lot of people that actually thought this was going to be a religious movie or a spiritual movie or something along those lines, and it is nothing of the sort. So the fact that the movie is titled Is God Is kind of brings up the whole existential ideas of the whole, when you say, is God, insert your question, or God is, insert your statement. So is God is very unusual, to say the least. Now, what is this story about? The story is about vengeance and revenge. Now, what is the difference? There actually is a difference between vengeance and revenge. They're very similar. What they mean is very similar. How it takes place is very similar. But what that actually means could be drastically different. And especially when you are talking about the girls that you see here, they are twins. That alone will create an existential crisis in your brain as you are watching this, but not in the way you might think. Now, before we get too deep into this, I want to share with you the trailer. If you're curious, this movie does have a guilty rating. It is quite violent. There's a lot of drugs, alcohol, and a lot of violence, very gory violence that happens here. Now, why it deals with domestic, and I'm not, forgive me, derailing my thought a little bit there, because I'm trying to go one way, but I don't want to spoil anything. So I'm having to like reset the brain a little bit here. It deals with a lot of domestic violence, a lot of narcissistic behavior, just really horrible types of abuse, things that happen, and bullying, and so many other different topics that this is definitely not a movie for a wide audience. Now, in case you misheard that, I'm not saying a white audience, I'm saying wide, so W-I-D-E. I'm not making this movie. This movie didn't make it about race, and I'm not going to make it about race or anything like that. So if case that came out wrong, I don't want people taking it that way at all. But let's jump in with the trailer here, and then we're going to kind of talk about this movie a little bit more. Like I said, this does get a guilty rating, and you can kind of figure out from the poster, and let's check out the trailer.
Sweet. We got a letter from Mom.
I thought she was dead. What she want with us now? Where she been at?
She's on her deathbed. If we don't go now, this might be our last chance to see God.
God?
She made us, didn't she?
Yes, if you are watching this trailer with me here on our YouTube channel, it just said that their mother is God in this movie. And yeah, this is just where the story devolves a little bit from there.
Girls, I'm gonna make this real simple. Make your daddy dead. Real dead.
This seem a little crazy.
It's not as crazy as setting your wife on fire in front of your kids.
This is what the part I'm talking about deals with a lot of domestic violence and just very, just really horrible behavior.
Bandy, man.
We ain't killers. How we gonna live with ourselves when we do this?
This destiny type shit.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
You ready?
Yeah.
There's a lady you took up with after he burnt us up. Find her and you'll find him. A lady by the name of Defy.
You're his girl.
Oh, hell no.
You in trouble? Chuck all got your back.
Just tell us where he at. Or if he had.
The sign that he's holding in the video here says, "For fear that it would wag, he took my tongue." Yeah, I'm just... ugh.
It would wag, he took my tongue. We gonna kill him.
We got him.
Tell us where to find him. You alive?
Drummond!
So y'all think y'all just gonna kill him?
Imagine what our lives would look like if he hadn't done it. It was spawned for burning.
I don't wanna handle ya, 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 ya.
Ain't nobody innocent. God don't want nothing but blood.
Why don't you sit with me? Seems like we got a lot to talk about.
If you are left as confused as I was after part of that, yeah, you're not alone. As you can see, this movie is very violent, dealing with a lot of very controversial topics. And like I said, these two girls are supposed to be identical twins, and supposedly the only thing that separated them from being identical is the fire, but that doesn't really play out, as they are quite drastically different, even, I mean, just in the most basic of things. So it's like identical twins, come on. And then you're dealing with another set of twins, and then you're dealing with a very abusive daddy and a narcissistic mommy, believing that she is God. Now, neither of the parents actually give a flying rat's patootie about these girls, because the whole thing is they each want revenge against the other one, the parents do, and they put the kids in the middle. This is, like I said, the ultimate story of revenge and vengeance. Revenge is a very personal thing. Vengeance is something that it's almost like karma. It's like we're just carrying out the vengeance against something or somebody or some groups of somebodies that have done you wrong. Revenge is very personal, and this is very personal for these girls for multiple different reasons. So as this plays out, they're two girls living their lives. They've got a job. Their mama reaches out to them, and they thought their mama was dead. So you know me, no spoilers ever, but the mom asks them one favor, and you can see it right here on the poster. Make your daddy dead, real dead. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not trying to be silly and have a fake accent, but it's like playing up to the whole thing of the movie on there. Just make your daddy dead, real dead. It's the only thing the mother asks of these girls. And you got the rowdy one, you got the quiet one, and you just... how this all plays out in this adventure, and it just... There's so many plot holes that there's... Where are they getting the money for this? How is this coming together? How are they able to do some of the things that they are doing? One of the things that they are easily able to do, you can kind of see, is the whole rock in a sock. That plays a big part of this movie and how that comes around. Now, in the end, do they complete their task? Not in the way that you might think. It is not a simple story that just has a very predictable ending or anything like that when it's all said and done. This movie is not for everybody. If you are sensitive to violence, if you are sensitive to gore, if you are sensitive to domestic violence situations, if you are sensitive to basically any of that, this is not a story for you at all. It's like run away, run far away, run fast. If you are just looking for a bit of a guilty pleasure entertainment that is definitely a ride as it kind of takes you through the whole thing, it was a lot more entertaining than I thought it would be. It's like separating out all the bad stuff that's going on, the storyline itself, there's a decent amount of story to this one, but you have to be able to get past everything else to appreciate it. That being said, like I said, this movie is getting a guilty rating through and through. Score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm coming in at. Well, with Is God Is, again, just horrible title. But I'm coming in with this movie at a 5.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It's a decent story, but there are significant flaws. Not quite to the point of being forgettable, but definitely not one that you necessarily want to remember. I'm sure this will be a favorite on somebody's thing. I'm sure I'm going to get a message saying, hey, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? It kind of comes with the territory. I don't expect people to agree with me all the time, but I do hope that I can help save some people from some films that they definitely probably don't want to expose themselves to. This is definitely one of those. Like I said, this one will have its audience, but I think it's going to be a lot more of a narrow audience than what people might think. So if this is for you, enjoy. If this is not, I hope that this helped. And as always, I thank you for coming along on this adventure with me. If you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that little notification bell to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. As always, if I'm not wearing a deputy shirt, I'm wearing one of my shirts that's Paws Need Claws, as I will fight until my very last breath to help end declawing. I am a crazy cat lady through and through, and it's the only thing I probably love more than my movies is my family, and that includes my furry babies. So, until later. Bye.